The Big
Nerd Podcast. Explore your inner nerd.
Some call it a hobby, but if you're really into something, let's face it, you're nerdy about it. Whether that's video games, statistics, old books, or cars, it's all geek to host Ray Bisock as he takes you into the minds of his guests and his own nerdy obsessions.
Now your host, Ray Bisock, and the Big Nerd Podcast.
He's so nerdy.
Hey everybody, Big Nerd Podcast, the Big Nerd Ray Bisock here with JD and the Matador. I got his name right this time. I call him Rashad. I called him his other name last podcast he was on, and we were talking to the Horror King, Vinny Marsalia, from Ring of Honor. This week, though, we're not talking Ring of Honor. We are talking WWE Money in the Bank pay-per-view this Sunday.
Yes.
Emanating from Chicago. And I've been on vacation. I didn't get to watch SmackDown or Raw this week, but Matador, what happened on Raw? I know you watched it, so.
Well, Braun Strowman made a huge impact. He's basically trying to tell everybody, hey, I'm going to grab that briefcase come Sunday. I really hope he does. But,
fine.
Okay.
Always technical glitches. Yes.
But, yeah. That was one of the main things I took from Raw was, Braun Strowman doing his thing as always, and Ronda Rousey, she finally put the armbar on, what's her name?
Nia Jax.
So she finally got it on her. Nia Jax actually tapped out on Monday Night Raw. So we'll see what happens.
It's a technical difficulty. We're still working some things out. So.
Blame John. John.
It's all JD's fault. Dang, man.
Hey.
Yeah. But, all right, so we're going to get right into it. We're going to go with the undercard, basically. And the SmackDown tag team titles are going to be on the pre-show, supposed to be already. And there we go again.
Now it's Rashad's fault.
We're just trying to monitor comments, so it looks like we got a few coming up. I can't read them that far away. That's why we have some people. But we got Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn, and I think I stopped watching a little bit of this feud after that horrible sister segment that Zayn did with Bobby Lashley, where they brought out the cross-dressing guys as Bobby Lashley's sisters. And quite frankly, I want this match over as quickly as possible. I have a feeling, though, that Bobby Lashley is going to squash Sami Zayn because Bobby Lashley is being pushed to the moon again. But what do you think, Matador?
I hope he wins. I don't really like this feud. To me, it's kind of dry. When they started with the whole sister thing, I really thought he was going to bring his real sisters out on TV. But then when it was the guys coming out there, I lost interest right then and there. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I turned the channel. I knew where it was going.
Yeah, that was horrible. I actually believe they were going to bring his sisters out there. I actually believe that, and they let me down, as usual.
JD, what do you think? Nothing, huh?
I think
once, John is silent.
I know, right?
I think Lashley's gonna win.
Well, there you go.
He should. I want to see why he would lose this match. I mean, he has to win this match.
All I can think of is poor Sami Zayn. Though he's a fantastically talented wrestler. He's gifted on the mic, and he gets stuck in a feud where basically he has no win situation. Even if he wins the match at Money in the Bank,
Yes. Everybody's
going to want to forget about it. This might be the worst feud of the year. This might win that award at the end of the year for worst feud of the year.
I'm thinking maybe they won't end it just yet. I don't think they should end it, even though I don't like it so far. But I think they should try to continue to make it better. I don't see the point in the feud. That's why I feel like the match come Sunday might end in a DQ somehow. And it's going to continue, I believe.
All right, we're going to try to get your comments when we see him, guys. I know there's a bit of a delay, so yeah, bear with us. We're trying something new
here. There's a big delay.
So, I was actually starting to talk about the pre-show match, which I think the Lashley Zayn match should be moved to the pre-show, and put the SmackDown Tag Titles match on the main show with Gallows and Anderson versus the Bludgeon Brothers.
Is that pre-show?
No. Yeah, it's pre-show. Yeah, it's pre-show. Gallows and Anderson have actually gotten over on the Bludgeon Brothers in singles competition, I think, lately. I know Anderson beat Rowan, I think it was, in a 2 weeks ago on SmackDown. But Matador, who you got here, man? It's going to be should be a pretty physical match.
It should be. I got the Bludgeon Brothers winning this. I don't see why Anderson and them going to win. I really don't. Bludgeon Brothers, they're unstoppable right now, and they should remain that until an unstoppable tag team comes and beat them, which I hope that is AOP, maybe.
AOP's on Raw.
That's right, so they're going to have to find someone.
Sanity hasn't debuted yet, I guess, technically, even though they're supposed to. But yeah.
Hey, man, the live symbol covers El Matador's face.
Oh, that's probably a good thing for our viewers. No, he's... There he is. All right, you can see him now.
He sat on the wrong side.
Thank you, Cesaro. Well, John was concerned about getting his camera on his face on the camera more than anybody else. So, and it's not all about John. It's all about me.
About Ray. That's right.
Hey, Ms. Linda. Good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while. Hope everything is okay.
That
Ms. Linda from Poker.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Ms. Linda, how you doing? We're talking wrestling. I'm not sure if you're a wrestling fan or not, but hope you're feeling well. Yeah, so JD, who do you got there? Gallows and Anderson or the Bludgeon Brothers?
Bludgeon Brothers.
Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah, I got to say the Bludgeon
Brothers. The Bludgeon Brothers!
Yeah, I got to say that they're not ready to give that up yet. Although, if they do face Sanity at some point, that should be an interesting matchup with Eric Young and Killian Dane against either Rowan or Harper. It should be an incredible...
Did they move them up already?
Yeah, they moved them up.
Oh, okay.
Sanity? Yeah, Sanity's up.
I didn't know that.
They just haven't debuted him yet. They were supposed to be him like 3 weeks ago, and they didn't do it.
I remember seeing the vignette for it, but I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, the vignette, but Nikki Cross is still...
NXT TakeOver, which
she should win.
But we're not talking about NXT TakeOver this weekend because it's a little bit... We go past an hour on this thing, so...
Yeah, I'm just throwing my 2 cents worth out there.
No, I hope Nikki wins. She deserves it. I'd love to see her with the belt, so...
Yes.
All right, so let's go to the next singles match on the card. And another feud that's kind of weird in a way is this Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. Big Cass returned and called out Daniel Bryan basically because his return from injury got overshadowed by Daniel Bryan's return from his injury. And Cass is playing the big bully, and he got beat last, I think, at Backlash. He tapped out Daniel Bryan. I thought they should have probably put Cass over at that point. Give him some momentum because everybody knows Daniel Bryan is going to be at the top of the heap pretty soon anyway.
Didn't Cass get hurt again?
No, I think they were playing it. They were playing the angle of it.
Okay.
I can't see Daniel Bryan losing this match though. Maybe Cass DQs and beats him up pretty badly and they carry it forward to him to another pay per view. But I just can't see Daniel Bryan losing this match. So,
what did he have to gain from it?
Losing? Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a waste of a match. Honestly, I don't think Cash should be. I don't think he should be fighting Daniel Bryan right now.
Me neither.
That's just my opinion. Cesar said Big Cass is trash. That actually rhymes.
Yeah, I think
I agree with you. I like Cass on the mic though. He's good on the mic.
Yes, he is.
I give him that. He's good on the mic. I just don't see him beating Daniel Bryan at all. But who knows? WWE might pull a trickery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Cass would benefit a lot from a win over Daniel Bryan here in this feud, though. But I just don't see it happening. I mean,
I agree. I totally agree with that statement. Big Cass, he sucks. He's gonna lose.
I mean, how do you think about him on the mic, though?
That's some fire coming from JD there.
I don't know. You know what match I would really rather see than that load of crap? I would like to see Baron Corbin and Big Cass. Now that's a match.
Okay. I'm gonna skip on that one, buddy.
No. I mean, you think about it. They're both tall. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be the match. Why do we have Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass to begin with?
Well, that's a good question.
Is Baron Corbin in the Money in the Bank match?
No, no.
He's not.
Thank God, because he totally sucked when he had it last year.
Hey, we have a question from Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Maybe Miz calls Daniel Bryan to match to set up SummerSlam. Question.
That could be.
Quite possible.
I think they're going to hold off on that to WrestleMania, be quite frankly, because that has been building for... almost 2 years now ever since The Miz went over to Raw from SmackDown. So I think they're going to build that, and it's going to keep building. And I think maybe Miz, and we're going to talk about the Money in the Bank ladder match in a minute, but maybe Miz, if he wins the Money in the Bank ladder match, maybe Daniel Bryan takes the title from the WrestleMania. That would be interesting for me. I think that would be a big build-up for me on that one. But, maybe. I mean, we'll see, though. We'll see.
What's up, Dion? Good to see you, buddy. That's D, son.
Oh, hey. Where was I? Okay, the last singles match on the card that's not involving a title is the one nobody really wants to see.
I don't want to see it.
Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal. And, you know,
I do want to see that match.
Okay, just because two guys are big doesn't mean it's going to be a good match. But both of them are going to get booted out of the building. Actually, I think people will cheer Jinder, obviously, because the Chicago crowd is known for being notoriously hot and definitely not pro Roman Reigns.
Well, I'm pro Jinder, and he should win. That's my opinion. You already know that. Whoever Jinder fight, that's who I'm going for. I like Jinder.
Matador is always of the you cannot hinder the Jinder.
Yeah, you can. I mean, he's good. From where he started to where he is now, he's great. I give him that. He's a good heel. He's a good heel.
I agree with you. I think he's underrated. I mean, it's just that unfortunately he's stuck in a program with the most unlikable face in years.
It was bad. It was a bad decision move for them to move him to Raw. When they moved him to Raw, I knew his career was over. He should stay on SmackDown. Now he has to fight Roman. Roman's going to go over, as always, and he shouldn't.
That's a really good question, Cesar, being how they are going to be in Chicago. And CM Punk just lost his match. Maybe.
I don't think there's any way CM Punk shows up at this pay-per-view.
He's not going to show. They might reference him
as a dig in an interview
or something, maybe like in an interview that might reference him. He's not going to be. Doesn't he have to go on the other show first? But all in.
He's not going. He's scheduled to be at the. He's doing an autograph signing that weekend in September, but he's not supposed to be all in. He's not supposed to be at the show. So, I mean, I don't think CM Punk's going to show up. Obviously, he's not. They're not.
He said in Chicago, please. Yeah.
Oh, they're in Chicago. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, I'd love to see it. I know everybody here would love to see it. Everybody at home, everybody watching would love to see it because CM Punk brings a level of legitimacy back to a product that's kind of getting stale again. I mean, quite frankly, unless you're talking about certain people in the industry. You're talking about Seth Rollins, who delivers every night. You're talking about Daniel Bryan, who's coming back, who's just getting his wings back under him again, Miz, who delivers every night, and there's not a lot of people left that can really entice you unless you go over to NXT or if you go over to actually 205 Live is putting out some great matches that nobody sees though.
I think Elias can be put in that same category.
Elias, yeah. What does WWE stand for, right? Who wants to walk with Elias? I mean, it's a great gimmick, and man, he's if he can win the IC title from, and we're gonna actually let's go into that. We're talking about Elias. Let's go into the IC title match.
We got one thing here, Link. What's up, Link? Nice to see you, buddy. He says CM Punk is still licking his wounds from his lack of UFC performance. So
he got rocked pretty good. So for three rounds too. But I give him credit for getting in the ring, though. I mean, I give him credit for getting Octagon. So, I should go back a little bit. I got Roman Reigns beating Jinder Mahal. I can't see Roman not winning that match.
Who do you want to win that match? Roman has nothing to gain from that match at all.
Yeah, but he always wins. So I mean,
well, that's true. It's true. So I'm hoping there's like an outside interference. I hope Sami Zayn.
Yeah, the other Singh brother who's been hurt.
But who you think, John?
I think it's the I don't care match.
Another one. See, he's just full of fire and brimstone today, man.
So that's gonna be a CM Punk chant match, huh?
Oh, there's definitely gonna be some boring chants.
They should definitely do that one.
Or maybe
a Dean Ambrose return as a heel chant.
I don't know how far. I don't know where Dean is back on his road to recovery. But if Dean comes back and costs Roman that match and goes heel,
Dean,
that would be awesome.
He is coming back, and he will be a heel when he comes.
This is all right, straight from the mouth of JD here. We've got it on record.
Why would he do that?
On record.
We've got it on record here that Dean Ambrose will come back as a heel.
What a perfect timing. What a perfect timing for him to come back. Perfect timing.
If anything, he'll screw over Seth. Seth screwed him over first.
Well,
I don't think we've seen Roman versus Dean yet, though. As a matter of fact, we haven't. And both of them, Seth and... Oh, Lord. We got a comment that's cracked the Matador up.
Cesar, Roman versus Jinder is like G-Shaw versus
JD!
Or JD versus G-Shaw. I'm not going to get into that. G-Shaw's a friend of the show.
That is funny. Mike Calloway, what's up, man?
What's up, Mike?
I'm kind of surprised. No, not that Mike. My friend.
I'm
kind of surprised to see you on here, man.
It's showing me who's popping up into the room. Yeah. That's odd.
Well, are you friends with him?
Mm-hmm.
There you go, see? Don't worry about it. It's all right. We're past Roman.
None of my friends are showing up. No, I'm just kidding. It's quite a
You should have seen Blake. Blake showed up.
Yeah, Blake showed up.
We've got the IC title match we were talking about Seth Rollins. He's facing Elias. Is it time for Elias to walk with a title? That's the question. Or does he really need a title at this point?
So
I'll let you go first, JD.
Okay, so there we go. So that's a very good question, Ray. Maybe we had it wrong. Maybe that's the match. Dean Ambrose comes back and goes heel, cost Seth Rollins the belt.
Well, I mean, I didn't get it wrong, but that's what I said.
Yeah.
You're saying he interferes with Roman's match. And
could possibly happen, man. I just know he's due back anytime now.
I think the roster misses him too. I'd be honest with you because there's not.
Is that confirmed from him to come back?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't see any on it. I don't read all the dirt sheets so much. So,
hey, Mike, I'm not talking about gender. You know, I'm on his side.
He's pro gender.
You already know I'm on his side. You already know that.
I'm pro. I just don't give a crap.
He's pro John Cena.
Yeah. He's pro JD.
Yeah.
As we talk
Where is my boy John Cena at? Does he even have a match?
No.
Rashad, go back to bowling. Okay, Phil. You know what, Phil? I was thinking about that this year. I might have to pass again, bro. I'm sorry. I might have to pass.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They want me to
bowling.
Go back. Yeah.
Oh, bowling, that's right. Yeah, Matador is actually a very good bowler, too. So, but aside from a noted trash talker and poker player, but... But yeah, I think Seth Rollins is going to retain here. I think, you know, he's just too hot right now to have a title
and
carry it. I mean, he's supposed to beat The Miz for it.
Yeah, true. Good point. True.
But he's just too hot, and they need somebody to carry a title.
Hot like butter. No,
butter's usually cold. Oh, are you feeling all right there today?
Yeah, man.
Right, that's right. You haven't eaten yet. You said you're starving.
Hey, man.
So.
Hey, everybody said we were born, man. I'm just trying to throw a little.
Oh, they didn't say you were born. They didn't say I was born.
No, man. Cesar said we were boring.
One person?
I'm trying to throw some, like, character into the mix.
You're doing a good job.
You know what? I agree with you. You need to do that. Hey, Amber. Hey, Carrie. Good to see you guys on the podcast.
Oh.
What's the point of this?
What's the point?
Okay, Ray, I'll let you answer that.
We're talking wrestling. This is the Big Nerd Podcast with the Big Nerd, Ray Bisock. Look, I do this for the ledger. I do this for myself. It's a diversion a little bit from what I do at work. And I like to talk about nerd stuff, the stuff that I like to watch, other people like to watch, what people get down and nerdy about. I mean, this is what the podcast is about. So that's what it is. And these two are two of my wrestling nerds, and I am the Big Nerd, so...
I think the question that Phil was trying to ask was, what's the point of bowling? Because that's boring.
No, he just said bowling is more important.
No.
He actually beat you to the punch before you said that.
No, bowling is not more important.
Okay. All right, screw bowling, all right?
Thank you, Ray.
Well, no, because
we're getting off topic here. I love y'all, but...
They're interacting.
No, right? I like that. I appreciate that, but we're not here to talk about bowling. We're talking about wrestling right now, okay? We might have a bowling podcast another
time. The greatest bowler in the world right across the table from me over here.
Now, he didn't say that.
I didn't say that. All right, I don't want to talk about myself, okay? Yeah. This is not about me. This is about us three doing this, so Let's continue.
Anyway, so I got Rollins. Do you got Rollins?
No.
You got Elias?
I got Elias. I'm going based off of who I like, not who the company is going to put over. I want Elias to win.
Yeah,
he deserves it.
You want him to win.
He pulls the audience in more than Seth does. I feel the audience is more behind Elias than they are Seth.
I don't believe that though. I don't see that. I think everybody is
you
behind Seth Rollins with the Burn It Down.
Yeah. I think Cesar said that Elias is the next Titus if he doesn't win. Is that what he said?
We will all walk with Elias. He is hot and it's time.
Who is that, Cesar?
That's Mike Calloway.
Okay,
that's
the other Calloway. Okay.
Cesar says Elias is the next Titus.
Worldwide. I don't know. I don't know.
I like Titus though.
Yeah, Titus is cool, man.
Titus is cool, man.
But that's not over.
Oh, he probably won't slip underneath the ring like
that. That was kind of messed up. That was hilarious.
That was kind
of. We're gonna go to the SmackDown Women's Title match: Carmella versus Asuka. Mismatch in a lot of ways on paper,
and a disqualification.
I you can smell that coming though, can't you?
Yeah.
Carmella's gonna win and retain by disqualification. Yeah. Or somebody might help her and might have a surprise return.
I'm sorry, Ray, cut you off. Brandon also says it's Elias time. Everyone's going for Elias.
I like Elias. I wouldn't mind him seeing him with the title, but I just don't think they're going to take it off Seth right now.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, if they do that, I think they're going to do it at SummerSlam or another a major pay-per-view where he can absorb the loss.
Honestly, I thought he was going to be in the Money in the Bank match.
Seth?
No, Elias. I honestly thought he was going to be in it. I don't know. I thought they were going in that direction.
No, I mean.
And they didn't.
Yeah. They need somebody to feud with Seth right now. So, I mean, kind of an odd man out right now. They've got a pretty stacked Money in the Bank match. I mean, for Raw side. So, and we'll go back to your questions when we see him. The delay. Yeah. So, forgive us if we.
I don't want to forget you guys. We appreciate you guys chiming in.
Yes.
On this. We really do.
All right, so getting on to the SmackDown women's side, Carmella versus Asuka. We said me and Matador already feel that it's going to be a disqualification. Carmella's going to retain. What's your hot take there, JD?
My hot take is Asuka wins.
Do you think they're going to put the belt on her already?
Yes, totally.
That'll be a change. You know, because a lot of people are not expecting that to happen. I know I'm not expecting that to happen. Brandon decided, he said that Charlotte's going to be involved in the match somehow, which makes sense.
I don't see her coming out.
Charlotte?
Well, you know what? If they have the Women's Money in the Bank match before that SmackDown title match, you never know. If Charlotte wins the Money in the Bank, she might come out and do what Carmella did to her. And pretty much take a title off a non-popular wrestler right now. Actually, Carmella is not liked by a lot of the wrestling community because they feel that she can't wrestle. And I think she can. She just hasn't shown that she can right now. So
that's pretty much what it is there.
And I don't know who you guys want to win out there if you're watching still, and I appreciate you are if you are.
Cesar said, "Chinese girl better win."
Of course. It's a Japanese. I love you, Cesar. Cesar, I'm still mad at you for ducking out of me on Tuesday. You're supposed to be my beer pong partner, buddy. You backed out on me. You're not supposed to back out of your tag team partner, Cesar.
All right, we're getting off topic here.
I got a little heated about that, all right? A little heated.
Yeah, God. Cesar left.
Sorry, thank you.
Hey, by the way, Ray and his teammate almost won.
Yeah.
So there.
Did I miss something here?
The beer pong, Tuesday night, Lethal's birthday party.
Oh, I showed up late.
Yes.
But I did show up. Though.
Yes, yeah.
I did show up.
Yeah, he showed up after I left. See that, man? Backing out on people.
All right, difference. Chinese, Japanese, same thing.
No, it's not. But anyway.
Ava. Hey, Ava.
Hey, Ava.
Nice to see you. She said, hey, boys.
Hello.
Okay. Moving on quickly from that.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. I like
easy.
That.
Raw women's title. Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax. Is it... Are they going to really put the title on Ronda that early?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I believe they are. She needs it. She needs the belt. No. Right. If she don't get the belt her career is going to be done. She needs it to help her out.
But why?
The microphone isn't working, so she needs the belt.
Oh, that was painful, apparently, what I heard on Monday, her commentary.
It was something...
Monday Night Raw? I read about it.
So you didn't see it this past Monday?
No, I read about it.
Okay, this past Monday, she wasn't on commentary. She basically got mad, and she yelled.
Oh, okay.
She yelled on the mic, which is something different. I actually like that spot with her doing that. It showed her fire, her rage that she had. But she really needs the title. She needs the title more than Nia Jax needs it right now.
Mike said it's going to be a Melibration, and Cesar said, Ronda, 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 and, Ronda.
But you don't think she's going to win, do you?
I don't want her to win this early.
Mike Torres, Ronda's going to snap that arm.
Well, in legitimate circles, yes, she could, obviously.
You know who's going to interfere in that match?
Nobody.
Cause Ronda to not win the match? Alexa Bliss.
Would she do that for Nia?
Heard it here first.
Yeah, but why
Alexa
would she?
Bliss, because she's mad.
But she's been fighting. She's been feuding with Nia. So why would she go help? Interfere for Ronda? I mean, because
she wants her rematch.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, that's kind of a interesting point.
Maybe she loses in Money in the Bank ladder match and says, "Well, then I'm going to go out here because I want to get my, you know."
I'm sorry. Did it go off topic before I forget this? Mike Calloway, just to give you a background, he's an old school wrestling fan.
Oh, that's cool.
Old school wrestling fan. One day I want you to come on the pod. He works on Thursday nights, but I want him one day to come on the podcast.
You think so, Brandon?
And
what do you say?
You think so, Brandon? It's going to be Stephanie McMahon?
Oh, come on. Get that crap out of here. The reason why I was confused about the Mike Calloway situation... all of us also know another Mike Calloway. Yeah. So that's...
There's two Mike Calloways. So you get them confused. But Ronda's going to win the belt. She needs the title to put her over right now. Because the microphone isn't working. What else are you going to
do? She needs a mouthpiece. Maybe she'd have Brock or Paul Heyman come on and be her mouthpiece for her. I mean, that would turn her into another Brock in the women's side or something. I don't know. But I think that Nia's going to retain somehow. If she doesn't, I can see this happening. Natalya wins the Money in the Bank match, comes down as a heel move, a heel turn, on to Ronda after she wins it. And then they fight for a while going to SummerSlam. So that's a way they could do it. But I think Nia's going to retain somehow. I just don't see Ronda with the belt right now. But, I mean... I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again, dang it.
Cesar, are you going to watch Money in the Bank Sunday, or are you going to go to poker? Because it seems like you're not really interested in Money in the Bank from what you just said.
What'd he say?
He'd rather just watch Charlotte Woo.
That's
the only way he'll watch Money in the Bank.
Woo!
You got to do a woo! See? You put some action in your... Put some bass in your voice, sir. Gosh.
Yeah, man. Smile at the phone, man.
God bless.
It's all about the character,
man. Let everybody know you happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
Like you're half dead.
Yeah. I just want to choke slam Rashad sometimes. Honestly, I do.
Because I tell the truth.
I just want to choke slam.
Matador, I think we need to put him through this table here.
He called me out my name, too, man.
I know. See that? God.
Did I call you? I'm sorry. The Matador.
I even called him JD. And I don't ever call him JD. All right. See that? What should I call you? Bit Nerd?
It's a phone.
All right.
Call me what you want. Just don't call me late for dinner.
The Big Nerd.
Austin and Vince battle. The female version of Austin and Vince. Who?
That's kind of neat.
Brandon, who's the female version of Austin and Vince?
I don't know.
He'll write back.
We're gonna move on. We're gonna get to that. Tell us. So we kind of got into a little lull there, but WWE title match, the SmackDown side, the fifth time I think they're facing each other here. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura, last man standing, or whoever to deal the most low blows wins, I guess, because they've been having a low blow fest. That didn't sound right. I know it didn't sound right. But that's what they've been doing.
Rousey and stuff. That's what you said.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I think finally they give the belt to Shinsuke. I think they need to do it at WrestleMania. He's actually gotten show me. Yeah, I said it.
Say what?
He looked at me incredulously with those blank soulless eyes of his. But I think they should give him Shinsuke at WrestleMania. They're going to give it to him here, I think. As the last man said, he's going to find some way to make sure AJ doesn't get up. Either if it's by handcuffing him to the post or something, he's going to do something. But I think Shinsuke's going to win this. Matador?
I mean, at this point, I don't even care.
I
don't know who's going to win, if anybody's going to win. So far, no one has won the match, have they?
No, AJ's...
AJ won at WrestleMania. After that, who's won?
Well, Shinsuke beat him for the stipulation match.
Randy Orton?
Well, I'm talking about pay-per-views, like when they had a big fight. You know, the two low blows, one in the pay-per-views, and something else, I think it was a count-out on the other one. I mean, it's just, I don't know where they're going with this. Maybe they're waiting for Mania. I don't know. But I don't see title change of hands on this at all. All
right, so you got AJ.
I see Randy Orton interfering.
You're an interfere machine, aren't you? He's got interference everywhere. He wants interference in every match.
They got to make it worth watching, man. They do. So they're going to throw something in there. They've actually been doing a good job, but not in the past couple weeks. It's kind of been like, eh. But, yeah, you have to make it interesting. So I think AJ retains. Orton comes out as a heel and costs Shinsuke the match.
So how many times is Randy Orton going to turn heel in his career?
There's
about as many times as Big Show. About as many times as Big Show, apparently.
Actually, you know, I kind of I will say this. Randy is... He's not a good guy, but he's not a bad guy, but he's just the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just the guy. I don't know what else to tell you, you know, but that's pretty much it. Randy can go from heel to good guy. He's kind of like the Undertaker, man. He isn't good, he isn't bad, he's just kind of, you know, the all-around guy, you know. So.
All right, so you got two Styles and one Nakamura here, so...
I'm not going for Styles.
Well, you say he's going to retain.
He's going to retain the title.
That's what I'm saying.
Justin, good to see you, buddy.
What's up, Justin?
Mike said Rousey, he's kind of late. He said Rousey's going to lose because she's won at everything else, but she's not going to win this just yet.
If she loses, she might, you know, snap a la Ken Shamrock, and, you know, but we're going
to Ken Shamrock.
Yeah, we're regressing a little bit here, but that's fine.
Brandon's saying that was already used. What are you talking about, Brandon? What was already used?
I don't know.
Probably whatever you were just talking about.
Probably.
Women's Money in the Bank, we've got Ember Moon, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Lana, Naomi, and Sasha Banks in the Women's Money in the Bank match. I can tell you who's not going to win this match. It's not going to be Lana. No way. It will not be. Lana is not number one. Not in the ring. Definitely not.
Who's winning?
I you know what? I got to see. I can see it going one of two ways. I can see Natalya win and then cash again on Ronda later in the night. But I would. That's what I think would happen. My sentimental thing, though, is for Becky Lynch to win, pushing Charlotte Flair off the ladder, causing a rift between the two, and then we finally get the Becky Lynch heel turn, which she desperately freaking needs. She needs a push in the heel division and to be champion at some point again, because she is too good to be sitting there talking about quinoa and sipping tea with Charlotte, okay? She's too dang good for it. She's got too much fire, as she might say, but, jokes are over with her now. She does a lot of pun stuff, but... They've got to do something with her because they've wasted her completely. It's just sad. So I think if Natalya doesn't win it, I think Becky Lynch should win it.
JD?
Well, I'll pretty much tell you what I think is going to happen.
Well, that's what we're talking about here.
A little Alexa Bliss is going to try to hang out outside the ring and... And, you know, somebody's going to knock her down. She's going to try to hide out there till the end of the match. And it's not going to work. It's not. But if you want my pick.
That's what we're asking.
Ember Moon.
Ember Moon. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Ember Moon.
I think, personally, that's a little too early for her. But She is showing some very good promise, though. So, Matador?
Naomi.
Naomi. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, the Women's Battle Royal winner.
Yep. I think she...
Which they have done nothing with her since.
No, they haven't. And they gave her the belt twice. And I don't know where they're going with that. But this is how I look at the Money in the Banks. Then whoever carries the briefcase has to be interesting, I feel. Mm-hmm. They have to be able to put on a great show every single week while they're carrying it.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I know I picked Naomi, but the person who can carry that briefcase would be Alexa. And you know, and put on a great show doing it.
I can see if Naomi wins it, I can see her coming out and she's got the neon stuff on the Money in the Bank contract briefcase.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And, you know, when she won the title, she had the title all glowed out, you know? You know, the lights and everything.
Cool.
That was pretty
that
cool.
Was,
that was
a, yeah, pretty cool.
She has redefined herself and she's done a very good job of breaking away from the Funkadactyls when, you know,
when she
was just dancing with Cameron, I guess, and Team Bad, which was a big flop, actually, so when Sasha Banks debuted, so.
Oh, I was about to say, who was that? I forgot all about
Yeah, Team Bad was Naomi, Tamina Snuka, and Sasha.
So everyone's still talking about Ronda Rousey match.
Well, I mean,
we went through like three different matches, and we're still talking about.
No, wrestling. That's fine. I mean, but people are going to talk about it. I mean, because if we're talking wrestling, they're going to talk about it.
Oh yeah, I was saying there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
not at all.
No, I mean, we just have to move along at some point, though. That's the whole thing.
Yes, we are on a limited time slot.
Because I have to get back to work soon, and these two have to go eat somewhere. I don't know. Men's Money in the Bank match. We got Finn Balor, The Miz, Rusev Day, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, some member of the New Day. We don't know who it is yet. Apparently, it's going to be decided match time. And, of course, everybody's sentimental favorite, I guess, the monster among men, Braun Strowman. That might have been the least fearful roar I've ever heard in my life, Sean.
Well, I didn't want to say it loud, man. Wake up everybody. Sorry.
We're trying not to... Wake the neighbor, so to speak.
Well, you should already know who I'm going for.
Plain
and simple.
Matador's on record with Braun Strowman.
That's who I got. I think he'll carry that quite well, and it'll be funny every single week when he comes on TV with it. That's who I'm going for.
JD?
Well, I would have to say that I kind of see maybe what they're doing with this match, kind of. I would definitely I would say Strowman. That's who I want. But what else? But that's not it. I want him to start a feud between Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe. That would be great.
They're on different shows.
Well, I would love for him to start that feud. They could travel between shows now.
Yeah, but they're on different shows. I mean, I think that's not going to be possible. It's possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Would I love to see Kevin Owens win this match? Absolutely, because he's...
I'm sorry, Bree.
Oh, go ahead. I've been interrupted by
Braun Strowman. That's who's going to win. If anybody got a problem with that, y'all can come see me. That's all I got to say.
Here he is, folks.
The Matador is...
I have spoken. I'm done with this podcast. Braun Strowman's going to win. You see that? Right there.
Show it to Cesar.
I hope they're looking at it. If he don't win, I said it last time, I will not watch wrestling ever again.
I don't know what to say to that. Actually, you know what? I think since Matador has left the building, he's gone. He's gone. Braun Strowman didn't win. He's gone. So guess what, guys? End of the podcast. There's no podcast. No rest of talk without the Matador. Real quick, Miz wins it. I'm saying it now.
Boo!
You can boo me all you want.
Boo!
Matador's back. He might elbow me. Look out.
If Braun doesn't win, I like to see Miz take it.
I like to see
Miz take it.
No, Miz Miz needs to go away and shoot another movie. That's what he needs to do.
I agree with
go
you,
go film
right?
a movie.
No, I mean,
Braun don't take it, Miz should win. But I really got a bad feeling they're going to give it to Samoa Joe.
Are you going to turn the Miz good?
He's always a heel.
Bull crap. Yeah, you don't need to good. Be a heel.
Miz was good when he first came there.
Anyway, guys.
Right, when he tagged team with John Morrison.
It has devolved into chaos for the Big Nerd Podcast. I've got to call tonight. Thanks, guys, for watching.
And Bobby Roode? Really?
Well, somebody Bobby Bobby Roode. All right, the Bobby glorious is Rude. One. The glorious yeah. one.
Who said
That's
that?
A good pick. Who Brandon said that? Harris.
Brandon, yeah. I don't know you, buddy. Bobby Roode sucks.
Well.
Plain and simple.
I thought you were going
to
ask me.
And he's not related to Rick Roode either.
No, he's not. But I tell you what. We'll be back for the next pay-per-view, guys. So remember, the Money in the Bank pay-per-view starts at 7 o'clock on Sunday. WWE Network, $9.99 a month. It's free if you're a first-time subscriber.
It's at 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Not 8?
Yeah. Oh. They started early because they have... They,
4 hours long.
They
yeah.
rebranded it. So, but anyway, guys, I got to go. Money in the Bank is this Sunday. This is the Matador. That's JD. Big Nerd, Ray
We'll
B-Song.
See you soon.
Thank you. Remember, guys, nerd is not just a four-letter word. It's a lifestyle. You gotta end on a note.